Okay, let's dive right in. 1997. Barrow, Alaska. This abandoned military base. That's where they find the Carter twins.
Right. Twins with absolutely no history, found in apparently perfect health.
Which is strange enough. But then they get taken in by the Carters, and things get really weird fast.
Weird is an understatement. I mean, the first reports, they never blinked.
Never. And never slept. You immediately think, okay, what are these children the Carters have brought home?
Exactly. It's not just odd behavior, blinking, sleeping. These are basic biological functions. Their absence in kids who otherwise seem fine, it just doesn't fit normal human physiology.
No, it really makes you question their origin right from the get-go.
Definitely pushes you towards thinking, well, something other than standard human birth.
And then you add the security footage. I mean, can you imagine just standing there for hours?
Completely motionless, staring at a wall. It's deeply unsettling.
And then they turn to their adoptive mother together and whisper.
Synchronized. We're almost ready.
Ready for what? It's so quiet, yeah. So deliberate, much creepier than if they'd been acting out, you know?
Oh, absolutely. That synchronization suggests maybe a shared consciousness, a single purpose driving them both.
Yeah.
But ready for what? That's the mystery. Were they waiting for something? Calculating? Preparing to change?
It feels like preparation. Then, not long after, stuff starts disappearing from the house.
And not just random things, very specific items.
Right. Knives. Mirrors. And a bunch of old engineering textbooks.
Such a strange shopping list, isn't it?
Totally bizarre. What could they possibly need those things for?
Well, the knives. Okay, maybe practical uses, tools perhaps, but mirrors are odd.
Yeah, why mirrors?
Were they like studying themselves without blinking? Or using reflection somehow?
Yeah.
Manipulating light? Who knows? But the engineering books, that feels significant. Like it points to something technical, an intellectual focus.
Do we know what kind of engineering?
That detail wasn't clear in the sources I saw, but yeah, knowing that mechanical, electrical, something else could be a huge clue.
Okay, then it gets even darker. The basement discovery.
Ah, the circuit drawings.
Yeah, found sketched right on the floor. And the account suggests, well, it suggests they used blood.
Blood, if that's true. I mean, that implies a level of commitment, or maybe. Maybe it was just the most readily available ink for them.
Or something fundamental about their makeup, like biology and technology intertwined.
It could be. Using your own life force, essentially, to map out electronics. It's profoundly disturbing, but it reinforces the focus on circuits, on energy, on systems.
So were they designing something, trying to understand how something worked?
They're maybe even communicating, using diagrams instead of words. It definitely points towards an engineered origin, or at least a deep connection to technology.
So this goes on for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. Then apparently everything just stops.
The neighbors reported it, right? An eerie silence falling over the house.
Yeah. Authorities go in and the house is empty. The Carters, the twins, gone.
But not entirely empty. There was one thing left behind.
The message. Scrawled on the wall, reportedly, in dried blood again. Just one word.
Reprogramming.
Such a cold, technical word.
Yeah.
What does that even mean in this context? Who was being reprogrammed and why?
It's loaded, isn't it? Reprogramming implies something malleable, a system, instructions that could be changed.
Like software.
Or maybe something biological viewed as software. Given the circuits, maybe they saw themselves or something else as programmable.
So were they being reprogrammed or were they doing the reprogramming?
Mm.
Or maybe escaping it?
The ambiguity is terrifying, really. It leaves so many possibilities open.
And then there's the final piece, this fragment of security footage. From somewhere nearby, maybe.
Yes, the last known sighting. It shows the twins walking into the Alaskan forest.
Naked, in the freezing cold.
Completely naked, which again suggests they just don't have normal human reactions to temperature.
But the thing they're carrying.
The power cable. That's the detail that really sticks with you.
Yeah, like some kind of, I don't know, umbilical cord to a power source. What does that mean?
It points very strongly towards a dependency on external energy. Maybe they were biomechanical. Androids. Something needing a direct electrical feed to function.
Or maybe to initiate whatever this reprogramming was.
Possibly. It really pushes the boundaries of what we think of as biological life. It's such a stark, unforgettable image.
So you have to ask the big question. What were they? Human seems unlikely, right? Given the lack of sleep, blinking, the cold.
The biological needs just don't seem to be there.
Engineered. The circuits, the power cable. That fits in a way.
It does lend credence to that theory, although the level of sophistication would be, well, beyond anything we publicly know
Or
about.
is it something else entirely? Something alien. Not necessarily extraterrestrial, but just
Yeah.
fundamentally different. There's a coldness, a precision to it all.
That's a possibility, too. We might be looking at entities that mimic human form but operate on completely different principles. Their synchronization, their methodical actions, it all suggests a purpose, a function we just don't understand from our perspective.
And it feels bigger than just this one family, this one incident, the reprogramming, the disappearance into the woods with a power source.
It feels like a transition, doesn't it? Like the Carter House was just one phase.
Yeah, like this was just one step in some larger process, something ongoing.
Exactly. What makes this case so haunting is that it doesn't feel finished. That message, reprogramming, suggests the process continues. They moved on to the next stage.
You get seeing this one little terrifying snapshot of something much bigger happening under the surface.
Precisely. It wasn't an end point. It seems like it was a waypoint.
Which leaves you with a really unsettling thought, doesn't it? What if that reprogramming? What if it wasn't just about them?
What if it's a process that's still happening in ways we don't see, don't understand?
And what does it mean if there really are beings out there, maybe among us, that need, well, that need plugging in? It's a chilling idea to sit with after hearing all this.